This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That is a familiar sound to firefighters who are busy trying to put out 50 large fires burning in 10 states across the western U.S. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope wherever you are safe and sound or evacuated if you're in the middle of this mayhem. A fire train joined the fight against the wildfire in California. Thank goodness you've got more than 300,000 acres so far, if we added everything up together. Plus, I mean, it's way more than that. It's going to be up to probably a million. The number of fires that have burned nationally by this time of year is the largest in a decade. And then this is just July 12th. If you check the numbers out, I was looking at the National Interagency Fire Center. Oof, frightening. So, yeah, lots of evacuations. You got a deadly heat wave and intense drought that's happening. Some homes have burned. Other structures have been okay and aren't total losses, but it's all being tallied up. The most important thing is human life, right, is getting out of there. You can always recover, but you can't get your life back if you stay and you try to take a hose and try to do whatever you can to protect your property. That usually does not end well. So these mega fires aren't just in California. Oregon had its first of the 2021 fire season, and it's over 153,000 acres at this point. They call it the bootleg fire. It's burning on the state's kind of border with California. And there you're looking at 1,200-plus structures that are threatened, and very little has been contained at this point. And just like California, they've seen a spike in fires, so it's not that they don't get fires. Washington also gets wildfires. And in Washington, the Batterman Road fire has eaten up 14,000 acres, and 55,000 acres have been burned by another fire. So it's the high temperatures. You know, that's what happens. You got a drought, you got high temperatures, and it's scary stuff. When you look at the numbers overall and you crunch the numbers, I was looking at this date in 1910. 2017, I guess, still has the most in terms of acres burned when you look at, like, Montana. But 1910 is when the Great Fire, they called it, burned 3 million acres in northeast Washington, northern Idaho, and western Montana. They're saying now that the wildfire preparedness level in the state is the highest on record. The highest on record. So, dangerous times for people who could be in the path of these fires. Just a good reminder, same thing Arizona. You know, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey and other fire officials warned months ago about severe 2021 wildfires, saying the season was expected to be just like last year's, and last year was terrible in Arizona. So watch the heat, watch the weather, and just pay attention to that whole evacuation thing. As a news reporter, when I was a television news reporter in California, and I covered so many of those fires, and in New Mexico, I would see, and I understand it, people who wouldn't evacuate, people who just wanted to protect their property, and sometimes that ended in tragedy. It's very, 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 very sad. All right, vaccination or not, you know, it still is a wild debate for some. But the U.S. vaccination program against COVID-19, at this point, you've got a new study showing from researchers at Yale And the Commonwealth Fund, using models based on the number of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths, are trying to determine the impact of the vaccination effort. What does it mean? Because that's what we always want to know. Is it effective? Do we have to do it? Why are we doing it? What if we have this? What if we have that? And what the study, this study, for what it's worth, showed that if we, with this variant, to the Delta variant in the spring, it would have resulted in, without the vaccinations, according to the study, it would have resulted in about 4,500 deaths per day. That's what we would have seen. And prior to that, in January, we saw 4,000 deaths a day. So the vaccination effort, which is now nowhere near what it was before, but having that vaccination effort, I guess, in the spring, in the beginning of the spring especially, is what the study is trying to say, not being the study saying it's apolitical, just this is the numbers, this is the model, this is what we found, is that there would have been that much more of a spike. The U.S. has reported more than 33.8 million COVID-19 cases, 607,000 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic, and has administered 334 million vaccine doses, with 65% of adults having received at least one dose. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So virtually all COVID-19 hospitalizations now at this point are among the unvaccinated. That's the numbers from the hospitals, et cetera, that are then crunched by the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration. So the vaccine push is on, but there are definitely those who do not want to get a vaccine. What you notice in probably anywhere where you are when you're out, that there are signs that say everywhere from Lowe's to probably your local grocery store, that if you're vaccinated, feel free. And if you're unvaccinated, wear a mask, or please consider. It doesn't usually say wear a mask. It's please consider wearing a mask at this point, right? So it's interesting to watch as we get deeper into hopefully what's not, it doesn't explode any worse, this new variant, right? Because none of us want to see that. All right, I feel compelled to lighten things up at the top of this, and so I'm going to do it before we head to Sue Mason, who will lift you up in a different way, and a couple of other people. We're also going to go into the man cave. But there is one quick sports moment for you. You know, there used to be these commercials on ESPN a long, long time ago, and now they would be probably politically incorrect, but they said chicks dig the long ball, and it was about hitting home runs. So Pete Alonso defeats Trey Mancini, two names you might not know, to win his second straight Major League Baseball home run derby on Monday night at Coors Field. He beat him 23-22. He was knocking the cover off the ball, right? I mean, there is something about that. There is something about hitting those long balls over the fence. It's funny, having just seen Sandlot and the innocence of that film and then relating it to the home run derby. Good for Pete Alonso. He's a New York Mets star, and he was just creaming it every time that he went up to the plate for the home run derby. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to SoupBeanSurvival.com, that's SoupBeanSurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At SoupBeanSurvival.com, that's SoupBeanSurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Nothing says back to school like shopping for new book bags, laptops, outfits, and classroom essentials. Amazon makes shopping convenient for students, parents, and educators gearing up to head back to class. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon's back to school and off to college storefronts this year, offering the widest selection, low prices, and free shipping on millions of items. Whether students are heading off to their first day of preschool or final semester of college, Amazon serves as a one-stop shop with everything customers need to get ready for school, including the latest fall fashions, dorm room decor, must-have supplies, and more. Plus, college students can sign up for a 6-month trial of Prime Student for access to the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon, plus exclusive offers just for college students. Get your school list ready and start shopping today at Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college.
Wow, if there was ever a good time for this book, certainly it's now, but I think any time is a good time for this book. I'm a big believer in energy, and Dr. Sue Mason has a book that she's done with Kathleen Judd called Vibrations of Life, A Handbook for Energetic Well-Being. Doesn't that sound good? Energetic well-being. And she joins us now from the UK. Dr. Sue, thanks so much for coming on.
How do you do? Hi.
Tell me about the road to writing this book. How did you get there? How did you come up with this idea that I need to write to this book? We need to do this together.
Well, Kathleen and I are responsible for the organization of teaching at Omnes Healing, which is a not-for-profit organization for healers, for spiritual healers. And we had, over the years, we've had many students who have come to us and said, you know, the information you give us and the tools are really useful for what we've been having to cope with in life. And one student in particular came and said, do you know, I would like my daughter to do the course, not that she would like to be a spiritual healer, but because I think she'd really find the information and the exercises that you teach to be helpful. So that made us think, well, okay, I think there is a wider audience for this, for an accessible book that really summarizes the principles that we teach.
So tell us about the book. Give us a few of the gems in the book that people listening right now can take away and what it's about.
Okay, well it says it in the title, Vibrations of Life. We are, as humans, we're energetic beings in an energetic world, and quantum physics is showing that. It's really describing what the ancient philosophical teachers used to teach, that all is one. Because we are energetic beings in an energetic world, there are consequences to that. And I think we're aware of it to a certain extent. Everybody is, because you talk about how when people are well, you'll describe them as, oh, they're radiant and they're shining. And also, conversely, if you're feeling ill, you'll say, oh, I feel down, I feel low. And you're just simply describing the frequency of the energetic, of your energetic frequency. And also, when you're traveling, have you ever wondered why you might be traveling, days traveling in a train, for example, and all you've been doing is sitting down and you have maybe snoozing. And then when you come to the other side, you're absolutely exhausted. And that's because your energy is being sapped by people around you, unconsciously, obviously, but it's because you're an energetic being in an energetic world. We're not talking about physical energy here, so I'm not talking about people who can run marathons, because they might be of a low vibration, actually. But what we're talking about is exuding energy of peace, of love, of calmness, and we talk about in the book methods to raise our energetic vibration. We describe various things, but in particular certain visualizations. Now, when I first heard of visualizations, I honestly thought, well, that's a bit of a rubbish, really. But they do really work. And let me just, if you would like to just, for example, close your eyes for a few seconds and just imagine that in front of you there's a chopping board with a nice bright yellow juicy lemon, and you've got a sharp knife in your hand, and you cut into that and you see the juice of the lemon come off the flesh, and you smell it, and you take up half that lemon and you squeeze it onto your tongue. And I bet you that you have got increased salivation. So what's happened there is just the thought of what you're doing, just the thought of lemon juice on your tongue, has created a very real physical response. And that's how visualizations work. So that if you are visualizing yourself as peace and calm and of being the energy of unconditional love, that is what you are creating. And it's very powerful, and it really does work. So we talk about that, and we talk about the importance of maintaining that, because that really is the key to well-being. So that you can, if you you can do a bit of a visualization and at the beginning of the day feel great, and then you go into work and a co-worker says something nasty to you, or you listen to the news and you hear about a world catastrophe and you think, oh no, and if that happens and you feel your vibrations dip, just think, okay, I'm just going to breathe in peace and I'm going to breathe in calm, and no one needs to know you're doing it, but you're maintaining your vibrations, and that's important for well-being.
Well, I just want to say that right now I'm craving lemons.
That's good.
I certainly know it works, and what a great tip to tell everyone. And if you get the book Vibrations of Life, a handbook for energetic well-being, it's more than a handful of things that you'll learn. And that was just one of the key little things that, Dr. Mason's telling us about. What do you hope people walk away from when they get this book and they read it?
Well, what we hope is that they'll realize that spiritual principles aren't just theoretical. And that's one of the things we cover in this book. We're not just a one dimensional. We're not just covering the law of vibration, the law of attraction, or the importance of forgiveness or things like that. We're putting them all together, including talking about who we really are, what is our reality, what's our purpose in life, because these things are really important. And if you've got an understanding of these, it gives you a perspective on life challenges, and you can apply them practically to help both yourself and those around you. And also, I would say that it's really important to take the time to look after ourselves, to raise the frequency of our energetic vibration, and also to maintain this, so that we're in a better position to weather the storms of life, which will inevitably occur, because they do. That's life, isn't it?
It is life. So for you, it's been this whole path and journey, and then writing this book with Kathleen Judd is a game changer, right?
Yeah, we've enjoyed it. We've been teaching it a while, and so the thought of really letting more people know about it has been a labor of love, really. We've enjoyed doing it, yes.
And you can tell, and for people listening, I can tell that this is something that's been part of your life. And what, by being able to raise that frequency and be an energetic well-being, have that, be that kind of person, what has that meant to your life?
It's changed it immensely, actually, because one of the spiritual principles is that like attracts like, so energetically. So if you start the day of the high vibration, you can really just, things flow a lot better. You can just tell. And in fact, when things are going not well, I tend to check myself and say, right, okay, where am I? And I usually think, okay, I need to spend a bit of time. It might be just going for a walk in nature. It might be doing something for me. My vibrations start to rise and then life starts to flow better. It's, yeah, it just is the way it is. I think people don't realize that. And it is that simple. You know,
I like that.
Situations, and everyone has their situations, but within that situation, you can influence an awful lot. You can influence your life.
Perfect place to end this. Who doesn't want that? Vibrations of Life, a handbook for energetic well-being. Sue Mason, Kathleen Judd, you can get that on Amazon. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate.
All right, so interesting to talk to her. It's true, right? Change your positioning. I say that all the time. I run out, and I have to force myself to do it sometimes, but I take the dog, run out, side, go a couple of blocks, go down into the nature preserve and walk around with the dog, and it shakes things up and it loosens up whatever is opposite. When you're in the middle of what I call opposite day and things are just stuck, what a great way to shake loose. I thought she was tremendous and had some great ideas. All right, speaking of that, do you dream? Have you been dreaming during the pandemic? I've heard more people saying they're having either creepy dreams or they can't sleep or, you know, all kinds of things. And I guess that's normal, right? Because during the pandemic, there were nightmares. There, depending on the level of trauma you had, if you lost somebody or you were on the front lines or you were out there, it might have felt differently. But there is a woman who's been tracking this, a psychologist who's been collecting dreams and nightmares since the virus shut down so many of our lives, right? And collecting some of these stories, whether it's, you know, something that, where people are saying they're seeing swarms of flying bugs, or they're having all kinds of things sort of come at them in the middle of the night. I guess there was one dreamer that told her that they walked into a mortuary and she gradually discovered that they were embalming people, and wow. And she's collected these stories from at least 76 countries, more than 14,000 dreams, two-thirds of which are from the U.S., and she's analyzing all that data to see if it changes or not after the COVID. Fascinating. All right, we're going into the man cave next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Cuba's capital city stepped up patrols a day after large protests against the country's ruling communist government. Marches were held in Havana and cities across the island as the country deals with its worst economic crisis in years amid the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden said Monday that the U.S. stands with the Cuban people in their calls for freedom.
The United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. And we call on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence and their attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
and at least 40 people are dead and more than 60 injured in a hospital fire in the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah. Police say they believe an oxygen tank explosion in the hospital's COVID-19 ward is the likely cause of the blaze. A similar fire occurred in April in a Baghdad coronavirus hospital, which killed more than 80 people. This is USA Radio News. Florida wildlife officials are scrambling to deal with an abnormal number of manatee deaths. Lance Pry explains.
Officials in Florida are reporting more manatees have died already this year than in any other year in Florida's recorded history, primarily from starvation due to loss of seagrass beds. 841 manatee deaths were recorded between January 1st and July 2nd because of an outbreak of toxic red tide. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And New York Mets slugger Pete Alonso defended his crown at Monday's home run derby in Denver, defeating the Orioles' Trey Mancini in the final round. Major League home runs leader Shohei Ohtani of the Angels was knocked out in the first round in a duel with Juan Soto of the Nationals that featured the pair launching a combined 61 home runs. Both players also hit balls that traveled more than 500 feet. Ohtani will not only be the AL's starting pitcher in Tuesday's All-Star game, but will also hit in the leadoff position. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Man Cave, and in the Man Cave on Tuesday, it'll be the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We'll be talking about the results at Denver's Coors Field. I covered an All-Star Game that was at Coors Field. It was so much fun. What's cool, check it out, guys, if we're in the Man Cave, and women. You know, when you go to Coors Field, everything is right there. The restaurants, the pubs, etc. It's so easy. Once you get into that baseball zone, it's all right there. Plus, I really like the field. I don't know that I'd want to be a pitcher there. That could be a little bit different with the altitude, etc. But guess who is going to pitch and is going to start for the American League? Shohei Ohtani. I love Ohtani. He is a two-way superstar. He's going to start on the mound for the American League. He's also going to bat leadoff for the American League and be the first hitter of the game against National League starting pitcher Max Scherzer. And that's always an interesting combo to watch. Ohtani was voted as the AL's starting DH by fans and also picked as a pitcher. And so he made history as the first player in Major League Baseball history to make an All-Star team both as a hitter and a pitcher. And he's so fun to watch. So, gosh, I really, really like this. And you know what's interesting is you have Dave Roberts of the defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, who's going to manage the National League, and Cash is going to do it for the Tampa Bay Rays. He'll manage the American League squad. So you get good managers, good players in between. Kevin Cash is fun the way he manages his team, and it'll be fun for him to manage the American League. And he says, to have Ohtani as a two-way player and to have him in this position couldn't be better. Some of my favorite players are part of the starting lineup. We'll talk more about how they did and more specifics on them when we come back into the Man Cave after the game. But I'll just give you a couple of them because I don't want to clog this whole thing up with starting lineups. But Fernando Tatis
Jr., shortstop from the Padres. He's the leadoff hitter for the National League. He's fantastic. I even look at, you know, Adam Frazier, the second baseman from the Pirates. He's fun to watch. And I would say Max Muncy, the DH for the Dodgers, he'd be another one that he would be on my list. And these are just starters. The American League, I'll pick out a couple of my faves. Vlad is great. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Blue Jays, the first baseman, he can be deadly. So he's in the two-hole to bat for the American League. And then I also like a lot Aaron Judge, who is the right fielder for the Yankees. Bottom line is I've covered a ton of these All-Star games, and I think they're fun to watch. I think it's part of the tradition and the fabric of baseball, because some people will say, what is the sport that has the best All-Star matchups? Meaning that it's a little bit more real. I don't think it's, I love football, but I don't think it's the Pro Bowl at all. That's more like a beauty pageant in a different way, because players getting hurt. And the same thing with all the other sports that I look across. But it's really a place to give back to the fans, I think, period, when you do any All-Star games. But I really, really like the baseball All-Star games. So this one's going to be fun out of course. It brings back a lot of great memories for me. And I'll share some of those with you just briefly when we do our next Man Cave. There's other things to talk about, like basketball. I watched this game the other day. Of course, I watched it. Phoenix, Arizona, my peeps in Arizona, how are you feeling? I know that you're trash-talking some of our listeners in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin in general, but how about the Bucks coming back? I'm not surprised. I think home court played a lot in is going to play a lot in this series, and definitely it did for the Bucks. Some of those shots were incredible. 120-100 beating the Suns, so the Suns lead the series 2-1. Giannis, 41 points. And so the Bucks with a big bounce back, giving us a series. I said I thought it could go to 7. Hey, it may go to 7 from based on what I was watching in this last game. And, you know, they were really down pretty much. You looked at the third quarter. Third quarter on, I thought, there's just no way. I don't see them coming back from the deficit that they were in. It just didn't look that way to me. So they're flipping the script, and that's good, because that makes for a much, even you listening in Arizona, listening in Wisconsin, it makes for a much more exciting series. And whoever wins, I mean, we want to see that, right? Absolutely. I said this the other day, but I'm going to say it again. I'm trying so hard. I'm unearthing every source I have on Aaron Rodgers, because I know a lot of you are Aaron Rodgers fans or you're Green Bay Packer fans, and there is no definite to this. He is a smart dude. He's keeping it to himself. I'm sure his fiance knows, the actress Shailene Woodley, but not very many other people know. I mean, who really knows what's going on with Aaron Rodgers? He did say, because training camp starts on the 28th, he did say that he would know in a couple of weeks, because he's going to get massive fines if he doesn't show up for training camp. And so does he come back for another season? They're not going to trade him. He would eat a serious contract, serious bunch of money if he didn't come back. But if he doesn't want to come back, he doesn't want to come back. I don't know. The feeling I get based on some of what sources are saying, and I don't think they know for sure, is because he's really smart, he's playing it close to the vest, and there's not a lot of leakage on this one, is that he will come back for one more season. But again, boy, that short is not a definite. I mean, it's not. You know, there's no way to know for sure. And hats off again, and I said this in a previous show too, Novak Djokovic. He's a guy I've covered a couple of times in the tennis world, and the Joker he's won over some fans. He's warmed up some people. 20 majors. You gotta tip your cap to that. How do you win 20 majors when you think of some of the players that are out there and the shape that they're all in? He's in his deep into his 30s. You got players that are youngsters compared to him, but he won his 20th Grand Slam title, and I think he still has more left in the tank. That, you know, he may end up being the guy that eclipses everybody from Roger Federer to Rafa Nadal, etc. Definitely, this is a great end of an era for tennis, and we'll see what the next era brings. But It is fun to watch him make some incredible shots. Talk about getting in a hole. If he gets in a hole, he finds a way to get out of it. And somebody that we were all watching and wondering about, Naomi Osaka, did step back into the spotlight, not at Wimby because she skipped Wimbledon, but for the first time since withdrawing from the French Open in May and skipping England, she posed on the red carpet at the ESPYs on Saturday night. She's the world's highest paid female athlete. And, of course, she got the paparazzi there, massive cameras in her face. And, you know, Osaka won as the best athlete in women's sports at the show that they annually hold, honoring the year's top athletes and sports moments. It was moved from New York. It was moved to New York from Los Angeles this year because of the pandemic. Tom Brady won Best Men's Athlete, and his Tampa Bay Buccaneers were named the best team. I mean, look, you know, Tom Brady, I'm just putting this in perspective for a second, thinking about the whole thing with what's going on with Green Bay and whether Aaron Rodgers is coming back. He is 44. He won his seventh Super Bowl by winning with the Bucks. I mean, a lot of people, I used to talk about Tom Brady and having some conversations with him, lucky enough to do that while I was covering football, flying with the Cowboys, covering the Giants, etc. And sometimes I would get boos from the crowd. I don't know if it was Deflategate or not, like in the Patriots, but you can't, I think, scoff at the accomplishments of Tom Brady. You know, going to Tampa Bay, he showed us something. 44, winning last year the Super Bowl, 7 Super Bowls. I mean, we know he's a first ballot surefire Hall of Famer, of course. But it's just been interesting to watch that transition. And Tampa Bay, with these training camps opening up in a couple of weeks, they're in a position, you know, where they could be back to the Super Bowl again. You know, honestly. All right, speaking of not being back, UFC 264, Conor McGregor. What's going on, McGregor? He seems to be, the old McGregor seems to be disappearing. So he had a gruesome leg injury in his loss to Dustin Poirier in the UFC fight in Vegas, but he had successful surgery. And his management team is saying he's in recovery after 3 hours of surgery. The surgery was successful, repairing fractures on his tibia and fibula. And, you know, that they're not really saying, you know, they're saying, in fact, that the doctors are confident that this time he'll make a full recovery. He's going to return to the octagon. And, you know, he says he feels tremendous. He says 6 weeks on a crutch and we'll be back. Let's go. So McGregor is not stopping. I mean, even with yet another loss. I mean, clearly it was gruesome watching him. So anybody who thinks in that cage is not something to watch, you're missing something. I wrote about this sport in my book, Invade the Man Cave, because it's one that I had to really learn. And when I started to watch it, I realized just the kind of skill it took to be able to combine the sports that you have to combine to be that good in the octagon. And, you know, he's either a fan favorite or the fans dislike him. But he's saying onwards and upwards we go. That's the last thing that I saw him tweet, and he says he's going to be back. So I'm thinking McGregor is going to be back, despite the fact that he went down again. All right, thanks for hanging with us in the man cave. We got much more coming your way on the flip side.
Looking back, pre-keeping track of the progress of the keeping of the ego intact. Before I realized I was a man, I suppose I am a weapon increased efforts to keep me in the shade.
Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantana with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now he's in our virtual green room. He's written a book called Joy Boy. We had a great conversation a couple of weeks ago, I want to say, off the air about this book and the road to writing this book. It's always so fascinating to me how somebody comes up with this. And Eric was a teacher, and I always find that teachers have this gift of writing, and it's something exciting when you can pull it together. And he's somebody who spent 22 years as a child abuse investigator, so he certainly knows the ups and downs of that and some of the most horrific things you can certainly see. So, Eric, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about, like I said, why you wrote the book. What led you to writing this book?
I wrote the book mostly because there's so many things that go on with children that I think need to be told. And I wanted to find a way of doing it that would get the message across and at the same time be a good read.
Yeah. And you talk about, that where it's set is, one of the parts of it anyway, is Chicago and Chicago's Cook County Jail. And you talk about your main character, Alex Ashby, and, what's happened to him. So tell us about the story and tell us about Alex Ashby.
Well, Alex Ashby is a young man. He's a male prostitute, and he's telling his story about to an unnamed African-American newspaper reporter. He had been set up for to take the fall for three murders that he didn't commit, and it's up to this reporter and one of Alex's friends to find out the truth, that nobody else believes him. he tells a really horrible story of a horrible childhood that started off when he was 5 years old. What he did was when he and his brother was seven, and he and his brother met two black children. Alex is white, and they lived in Mississippi, and his father was an extreme racist. And they met two black kids, and the two black kids and the two white kids went fishing, and in the course of fishing, they kind of stripped, and his father came out and saw him and killed his older brother. And then he said, he decided that he was going to make life miserable for Alex for as long as he lived, and that's basically what he did.
Wow, so then he finds himself in this situation of, again, of this harrowing life of how did he get from Mississippi and what was so hard to ultimately Chicago?
He was put in a psych ward in Mississippi. When he got out, he was very angry with his father and his uncle, and he, they sexually abused him and physically abused him also, and he ran away from home. He ended up going through a lot of adventures in the South, in New Orleans, and gradually working his way west. He was sold into slavery in Mexico when he was freed after paying off a debt that he didn't owe, that the person who sold him owed. He asked to go to California. He had always wanted to see the ocean, and that was how he ended up in California.
What do you hope people take away from reading Joy Boy?
I think one of the things that I would like to see people take away from it is, first of all, to realize that there are a lot of extremists out there. I think December 6th kind of told us that same story, that there are a lot of extremists out there. The killing of Matthew Shepard is also an example of extremism, both racist and homophobic. What I'd like to take out, have people take from this, is that just that everyone deserves to live their own life. What one person does should not affect anybody else as long as that person is an adult. The other thing I'd like to really have people take away from this is the fact that there's a lot of child sex abuse, but also child slavery. I mean, it's unfortunate, but actually slavery still goes on. And the last part of this book deals with Alice's and the reporter's confrontation of a child sex slavery ring that his father and his uncle were part of, and also several other people in Chicago.
Yeah, so human trafficking.
Yes.
And when you were, and wow, so that's, the story is so powerful. When you were in the position that you were in as a child abuse investigator, did you see things like that or hear about stories like that?
I heard stories about it. I never actually saw it. I came into direct contact with it, but I do know that it did exist.
Yeah, wow.
It still does.
It still does, absolutely. All right, so Joy Boy is the name of the novel. You can get that on Amazon. But I want to quickly mention this. You have another book that's coming out, too, eventually here, which is something a little bit different. Tell us about that, because it also takes a character from Joy Boy.
Yeah, the next book that's coming out, I hope that it'll be by the end of this year, is called Skin Deep. And it's a lot different from Joy Boy, but yes, there is one other character, the reporter, who's from Joy Boy. Skin Deep is a story about basically three sisters, three African sisters who were kidnapped. And over, this was in the 1600s, the last part of 1600s. And they were separated along the way, along the Middle Passage. And they had their own families, their own adventures or misadventures or whatever. Their own experiences, I guess, would be a better word. And they tell their stories to their descendants as they're dying. One of the families is called the Mallory family, and the Mallory family is an affluent African-American family that remained black. The second family was the bourgeois family, and they are also descendants of one of the sisters, but they didn't realize that they were black. They've been white for so long that they had no memory of having a black ancestor. The third family is the Katash family, and they're passing for white. They know that they have black ancestry. They're very affluent, very, very rich. In fact, he's a senator. And basically, whenever anybody finds out that they are African-American based on the one-trap rule, they kill them. And that's what this family, most of what Ken Deep is, has to do with that particular family.
Yeah, wow. Well, we look forward to that. Eric Trujillo, thank you so much for coming on. Again, this book is Joy Boy. Grab it up on Amazon. Thanks.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's so interesting, and his background is interesting, Eric's. And like you talked about, or I mentioned at the top, those years as a child abuse investigator and what he saw. And this Alex Ashby that he talked about, it's these stories that we hear about where he was a victim all his life, and both physical and sexual abuse at the hands of his father and his uncle, and now here he is in Chicago in jail, accused of killing two important people. And what unfolds from there is pretty fascinating, and especially it's a kind of a wild ride, taking this reporter on a ride anyway through what they call Blood Alley, Chicago's deadliest and most dreaded street, where, as he says, even angels fear to tread. So thanks to Eric for joining us, and thanks to all of you as well. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.